From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Bombay, India today, at least 44 people were killed and at least 150 were injured when two separate car bombs exploded minutes apart. They were the worst attacks in India's financial capital in a decade. The BBC's Sanjeev Srivastav says one of the bombs exploded at a major tourist attraction, the Gateway of India.
It was just the perfect place from the point of view of whoever has carried out the blast in terms of maximum impact. There were a large number of tourists there at that time, taking pictures, enjoying themselves in the sunshine in the afternoon when this bomb went off, which according to the police was actually put in the boot of one of the taxis. And almost simultaneously, about 4 kilometers towards central Bombay, another car bomb, also in the boot of a taxi, went off in the commercial district of Kalba Devi.
Is there any indication as to who planted these bombs in the trunks of the cars, or for that matter, in India in the past, has there been a pattern of people taking responsibility for bombings?
Like in the past, in this case also, no particular group has come forward to take responsibility, though officials are suspecting the hands of some Islamic militant groups to be behind these particular two blasts. When it's about Bombay or any other Indian city, no group actually takes responsibility. It's only in Kashmir, which is a disputed territory between India and Pakistan, both claiming the Himalayan state in its entirety, where separatist groups often come up and issue either press notes or statements claiming responsibility for the attacks.
How much do you make of the either coincidence or the meaningful fact that today marked also the release, I gather, of a government archaeological report about the site at Ayodhya, a site of a mosque that was torn down by Hindu nationalists who claimed that it also was a Hindu holy site and that there was a structure beneath that mosque that they revered?
You know, it cannot be a coincidence entirely because, if I may, Hindu-Muslim relations have never been the same since the demolition of that 16th-century mosque in December of 1992. Ever since, we have had a series of interreligious riots, communal violence across the country. Just last year, in the neighboring state of Gujarat, more than 1,000 Muslims were killed. But in this particular case, I have my own doubts whether these two can be linked, because not many people were knowing that today is the day when the report will actually be released. The report was submitted in the court quite some time back, and it was only yesterday or day before actually when the court decided that they'll make it public today, give a copy of that report to interested parties, i.e. Hindus and Muslim groups. And these two blasts, you know, just by the nature of the blast, the kind of sophisticated explosive devices which have been used, you know, it appears to be quite clearly a well thought of and craftily executed operation which couldn't have been planned in 36 to 48 hours. So there may not be an immediate link, but everything is interconnected at the same time.
As you say, the authorities are only hinting at groups that may have been responsible. No groups have claimed that they are responsible for this. What is the talk of Bombay, however? What is the assumption that we would hear from the average citizen of the city today about what these explosions were probably about?
Well, there is no doubt in the mind of average citizens of the city that these two explosions were clearly aimed at the soft underbelly of the country, hitting at two very prime, well-known, in some ways majestic targets of India, trying to show that the country is quite vulnerable to attacks by such separatists or terrorist groups, and they can carry out such operations at their will. And in that way, you know, there are a lot of people who are also thinking that the Indian stock markets, which were actually quite on a roll for the last 3-4 months, and the economy was looking good. We have had a good monsoon this year after a couple of drought years. Just when things were beginning to look rosy, this has been an attack which is as much symbolic in nature, aimed at undermining the confidence of local investing community and others, as much as real in terms of the toll it has taken of life and property.
Was Sanjeev Srivastav, BBC correspondent in Bombay. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Robert.